It's interesting how things can change over time. When I was younger, I always loved the church services that had the big, loud, fancy music or the dancing and the banners and all the fanfare. And I find myself now most drawn to days like this, with a little bit more silence and a little bit more memory and the connection that we share. It's always neat to bring out the candles. I love that it All Saints Day falls on a communion Sunday each year because it's the first Sunday of the month. And so we also then share in communion together just as we share in the communion of the saints. Our altar is quite full today with the candles and the communion and the bricks. The bricks late this summer. That's where they're from. We began working as we were expanding our preschool, and the construction team called me into the room where they were digging out some plumbing trenches. They had come across something they hadn't expected, which honestly in a building like ours happens all the time when we're doing a project. As we looked down to the trench, we saw these bricks, and I was like, those will be great. I'm saving those bricks. So we did. Today is a very special day. All Saints Day is a day of remembering and celebrating all those who have gone before us. Many folks, especially those who have come from Catholic backgrounds, are often surprised to hear us talk about saints in a Methodist church. For though we do not venerate saints as holier than other people, nor do we canonize individuals through some sort of church process, we do recognize sainthood among people. We celebrate as a community the communion of saints, the community of people that's made up of all of those faithful folks that have lived and died before us. One of my favorite descriptions of All Saints Day in the Methodist tradition, I found in an article this week, actually, from United Methodist Communications, and it had this quote. Alongside the likes of Paul from the New Testament, Augustine, Martin Luther, John Wesley, we also tell stories of the grandmother who took us to church every Sunday. We remember the pastor who prayed with us in the hospital, the neighbor who changed the oil in our family car. We give thanks for the youth leader who told us that Jesus loved us, the kindergarten school teacher who showered us with that love, the woman in church who brought us groceries when we were out of work. The list of our saints is a big list. Today we celebrate the everyday saints that have blessed our lives, imperfect, normal people who, when they were at their best, showed us what it means to live life like Jesus and love as God calls. We gathered their names, the names of those who have died since we last read these names aloud. They were sent in by the people who call Highlands United Methodist Church home. They were also sent in by people who call the Highlands home. About a third of the names that we read today were entrusted to us by our neighbors, members of the community who, through social media and other means, offered us the names of those they loved, even though they may have never and may never step foot inside our building. But these people, our neighbors, trusted us to hold their loved ones in our prayers today. What an act of faith. One neighbor sent not only a name, but gratitudes for the space that we create. She said, "Your church knows how to help a community." Because we invited a name. Your church knows how to help a community. This morning, we are creating a space that says to anyone, the people you love are just as important as the people we love. That's community. That's church. And the names we read today are but a fraction of all of the names that could have been read, not just because of a year deadline, but of all of the people throughout the ages that have shaped us. And they join a litany of names that go back farther than any of us can remember or know. I like to think about the folks that we name. Who would they have named? And who would their folks have named? And their folks have named? And suddenly, it's just exponential in the way we are connected. The people they love are just as important as the people we love. That litany of names can go back. Next week, I'm going to do a memorial service for Paul Weberg. The details will go out for those of you that knew the Weberg family. Paul's family has deep roots here at Highlands United Methodist Church. His grandparents were founding members of the congregation in 1892. His mother, Ruth, you may recognize her name if you own a copy of Rediscovering Northwest Denver. That's her book. She was also the author of our church history. It's a history that was put together for our 100th anniversary back in 1992. Actually, Dixie Darr is in the process of transcribing it into a digital format so that we can share it rather than just bust out a few of these little old aging books that we have laying around. But we're also trying to make it digital so that we can add to it more easily. Over the next year and a half, as we approach our 125th anniversary, we will be collecting stories and memories and photos from the last 25 years, adding another chapter to this congregation's history. Because the stories of Sunday school teachers and service projects and community meals and loving pastors, Doug, these are part of our history. They're our saints, and it's something we want to gather together. It's a celebration of all those that have handed us this beautiful legacy, that have offered us the great opportunity that is known as ministry in this place, in this time. We will gather and share and celebrate and remember. Because honestly, it would be easy for us not to be here had it not been for those who worked and cared so hard. We are able to help our community. We're able to care for people's lives. We're able to be a force for good in this world because our saints did it first. Our scripture says it this way. Here, this beautiful scripture from Ephesians. Now, this is plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here, with as much right to the name Christian as anybody. God is building a home. God is using us all, irrespective of how we got here. God is using us in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds everything together. We can see it taking shape day after day. A holy temple built by God, all of us built into it. A temple in which God is quite at home. I love this scripture. We're actually going to get into the many amazing and meaningful phrases of this scripture in the weeks to come. You're even getting a copy to take home and put on your fridge or something, because it's an important scripture. But today, on All Saints Day, I want you to hear these words again. God is building a home. God is using all of us, irrespective of how we got here, in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. God is building a home. And it was begun with our saints. Our saints. Not just names taught in a church history class or in catechism classes. The names of the people we love. These are the people God has used to build a home. The people who loved us. The saints who gave us a hug when we walked in the door. The saints who put a song in our hearts. For them. For all of them, we say, thanks, God. Thank you. And after the thank you echoes from the walls, it is my prayer that our next words might be, how can I help now? 125 years ago, in 1890, there were some folks who knew how to help a community. They started prayer meetings. They started some Sunday school classes. Eventually, they had enough folks that they met in a barn across the street. And in 1892, they officially became the Methodist Church of Highlands. Now, they outgrew the barn pretty quick. So they bought some property. Actually, they bought property with the funds that the women raised holding a community potluck in the intersection of what is now 32nd Avenue and Perry Street. They brought out the tables, they brought out the food, and they raised enough money to buy the land. And they built their first building. You can actually see it in this newspaper article. Come check it out a little bit later. This is actually an article from the early 1900s about our building, 1925. But in the background of this new sanctuary, you'll see this little old brick building it's attached to. That's the first building they built. They built it in two phases. Around 1896 was that first space. Most folks don't remember that building because it burnt down in 1934. Luckily, this one didn't. So, after it burned down, they plowed over it, and 16 years later, in 1950, they built the education building where it once stood. The education building. It's where, you know, our Sunday school takes place, it's where the offices are, it's where Marion teaches music to our children, it's where Reading Partners trains tutors to go into local schools and help kids read. It's where Denver Justice and Peace works for the rights of the forgotten. You know, that building. Our education building is where our nursery is held on Sunday mornings. It's where the children of more than 40 different families are cared for in our preschool, Monday through Friday, mine included. It's where we were digging, not just to grow our preschool, but to grow our ministry. It's where we were digging when we came across these bricks. Bricks that were the foundation of that very first building this congregation ever built. These are the bricks from that building from 1896. The first time they gathered to sing, to pray, to be together, to teach classes, these are the bricks that echoed those voices. It took my breath away to realize that our newest ministry was literally being built upon the foundation of our earliest ministries. Because that's what we do. That's our story. We build on those foundations, not just the bricks, but the people and the lives and the love and the memories. Because that was the work of our saints. Each and every person who has ever called this place home, the people who have been loved or loved by the people who call this place home, the people of this neighborhood whom we serve and with whom we serve. That's our foundation. That is what we have been entrusted with. And as we will continue to realize, the work is not done. You are being invited. You are being invited to join in something spectacular. You are being invited to be a part of a community, a communion of saints, right here and right now. You are being invited to continue and carry forward God's greatest desire. You are being invited to build a home where all belong. Amen.